9 minutes past 12, you're on BBC Radio Sheffield. My guest to talk about his life so far today, Rupert Mullins from Sheffield. He runs an entertainment agency which has just celebrated its 10th anniversary. He lived in San Francisco for a while as a student. He supplied entertainment for the likes of Peter Kay and John Bishop. He's the manager of Holland's End Cricket Club. He hates DIY and he loves rhubarb. And he's joined me in the studio. And thanks, Rupert, for doing that. You grew up in Door. Where could be nicer to grow up than Door?
Door and Totley and that sort of area is just idyllic, isn't it? It's a great part of this wonderful city and borders on such wonderful countryside.
Did you have a nice childhood there?
I love my childhood there. My childhood was some of my favourite ever time of my life, and that area probably contributed to that, plus an amazing network of friends and family.
And have you kept in touch with that network?
That network is still my network. Mm. It's never left me, and I'd hate it if I ever lost touch with that network.
You went to school in Door. You went to King Egbert's in due course. Was that good? Were you a good boy at school?
I'm not sure.
Did you get told off a lot?
I got told off a lot for not being the brightest button at school, but I certainly enjoyed school. I really did love going to King Egbert's and before that, Door Junior.
Yeah, you weren't the brightest button. Have you brightened up since then?
I think I've just found things that I'm pretty decent at, whereas at school, academic-wise, I possibly wasn't good at certain subjects such as the sciences.
Yeah, you went on to York University, didn't you?
Yes, went up to York and had a brill time there. Again, I wasn't outstanding.
Mm. What did you do after that?
After that, I went into this crazy industry of events and entertainment.
Organising other people's events.
That's right. It's always been a clear objective that I've got a network of clients. I listen to their requirements and then provide the entertainment or the ideas to make the venue special, to make their events really great.
So give us an example of the sort of stuff you might be doing, Rupert.
It's very, very diverse. This morning I woke up and I was organising a carnival ball for Warwick University. I was putting together some ideas for AV and tech for a fashion show that's going to take place in Sheffield, and I've also got one eye on various charity events, for instance the Western Park Light the Light walk, which is a torchlit walk around Ecclesall Woods. I'm going to help them as much as possible on Saturday. So it can be as diverse as a corporate function to a wedding or a private party.
Are you making a fortune at it?
Very difficult to do that, Ronnie. Yeah. Very difficult, yes. But we do put 100% in, and somewhere along the line, hopefully, we make a little bit to survive.
What got you into that kind of way of working?
My family. I've mentioned my family, and they were absolutely key to all of this and gave me the encouragement and the start, and then from there I formed my own family, I suppose, and then formed my own company 11 years ago.
Mm. Knowing how it's done, meeting other people who work in the events organising, that's what you do, isn't it, really? Would that be a way?
I think you've hit the nail on the head, Ronnie, there, really, because I've been so fortunate to meet some incredible people in the industry, and that ranges from famous people like Peter Kay and John Bishop and the likes, and but to the unsung heroes of entertainment who aren't famous but are super talented, and I've become an MC, a host, a DJ, and I think it's a lot of those attributes from those talented people I've perhaps absorbed, and hopefully I can bring that into my performances as well.
You sound a bit surprised that you've become a performer yourself in the process, is that right?
Yeah, I am. I didn't set out for that at all, but I really enjoy the live buzz of live events. Probably you do, Rony. There's nothing like live, is there?
As long as they can't see you.
Yes, it's always a help, but unfortunately I don't have that benefit at live events. And it's just been terrific. So I enjoy putting events together for people and supplying incredibly talented artists for them. And I also like being there at the forefront myself.
I should remind you that Root Mullins is 41 years old. He's a man who was born in Door and has gone down in the world since then. Lives in Millhouses now, don't you? Yeah. Went to King Edward School in Sheffield, York University, and has been involved in events and events organising ever since. He's been telling us some of the stories of the things that he's done there. You mentioned your wife, Helly. Would you say how you and Helly met?
Yes, interesting story, that one. We met on a practice stag do in Nottingham. Yes, myself and some friends were doing a recce to make sure Nottingham was the right place for the stag, so we had to test out a few football pitches, and in the evening a few bars and clubs, of course. And we got kicked out of one particular... No, I rephrase that. We weren't allowed in one particular club, so we went to another bar, and then we retried to get in the same club, and were successful, and lo and behold, I met Helly.
Isn't it lucky that you got back in again then?
You say that with a mischievous look on your face, Ronnie. Yes, it was the luckiest day of my life, yeah.
And how did you actually meet once you were in?
Helly's got a good knack of knowing generous people, and she recognised that I was holding the purse strings for the stag. So she came over and our eyes met, and I instantly bought her a drink.
Had you had a few drinks yourself by this stage?
I might have had one or two sherbets, yes.
You have a few more sherbets after?
I do believe so.
So how did you remember that you'd met her?
Because I do remember inviting her to a cricket match the following day. My team, Fairvale CC, the greatest friendly cricket club in the country, was playing at Belper Meadows, and what better place for a first date than to invite Helly to the cricket match.
Did she come?
She did, yeah.
And did she sit and watch the game?
She watched the game. Actually, I was injured, so I watched the game with her, and treated her to a bottle of wine, and the rest is history, I think.
And what does the history include? You've got Isaac, who's what, now 11?
Isaac is the most important person, yes. He's 11 years old now, and I'm super proud of him.
Mm. What's it like? What's it been like having a kid?
Oh, it's just been the best. It's just been fantastic. Isaac and Helly and me and our dog Archie, we just love the same things, which invariably involve sport and entertainment.
You keep mentioning sport, but you weren't much of a sports achiever yourself. Would that be fair?
No, that's very accurate, Ronnie, yes.
Jessica Ennis at school, but not doing quite as well as she did.
That's right, yes, part of my network, I suppose, with the Vaughan. So played a lot of cricket with Michael Vaughan, and of course Joe Root goes to King Egbert's. But I myself was absolutely useless. I gave it 100%, and I still do when I play sport, but I'm no good at it.
Can you explain that? Because most people do well at what they want to do, don't they?
Yeah, I think that's probably down to my dad, who instilled that enthusiasm for sport, and that's watching sport or doing sport, and it's always clicked, and I've always loved going to a live event, or I've always watching the sport on the telly, especially with my dad when I was growing up, and it's just always been natural to me. Sport is everything to me.
So how much of your time is spent on sporty things?
I would say I don't spend a lot of time sleeping, and the rest of the time it's either entertainment with 777 events or it's sport, and there's nothing else.
Well, there's rhubarb, because I mentioned that earlier on. Where does rhubarb come into your story?
Oh, yeah, that is a good point. Unbelievably, I did think that gardening was a chore, but I've really taken to it, especially over the last 2 or 3 years. And, it's been a coincidence that I got a house and there was rhubarb already there. And it's flourished. It's been brilliant. And then I've gone on to other things, and I've planted an apple tree, which was courtesy of a good friend of mine who gave it me as my birthday present. And we've got a vine growing, thanks to my mum. She gave me that. And we've got geraniums and all sorts of the plants and flowers and I've just loved it.
And you, do I detect a kind of middle aging that's going on?
I was just going to say, Ronnie, it's an age thing, isn't it?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. It is a nice way of relaxing. I will say that for it.
And you do lots of DIY around the house, I suppose, nowadays.
It's three letters that I would like to take out of the alphabet. DIY. Mm. I do not like it.
You mentioned it in your notes as if you really are hostile to it, aren't you?
Yes, I am, yes. If I did have any money, going back to it, Rony, then I'd certainly be paying people to do the DIY.
I was teasing you earlier on about asking whether you made a great deal of money, but you make a living out of what sounds like not a normal job. Would that be right?
It is a really niche job. There's not a lot of people actually have the requirement for 77 events or myself as a DJ, as a host, as a host for a sports function or a corporate event. There's not a lot of people that need us, so it is a constant battle trying to find the next client. But fortunately, there's some great venues in this city and beyond, in fact. But to name a few, Cutler's Hall, the Copthorne mm-hmm. Hotel, the SIV venues, etc. And they've always been really kind and supportive of us and given us business.
Are you happy with the way your life is turning out, Roop?
Oh, I love my life, yes. Personally, I absolutely adore it. I couldn't wish for anything better.
What else do you think you'll do? Because you're about halfway through, aren't you, roughly? 41.
Halfway.
If you're jammy.
Don't stop me now.
Don't stop me now. Give that man this. He's a listener as well. Employ him at once.
Yeah, I'd love to get your side of the microphone, Rony. Be a great thing.
That's so right. Of course, in a funny way you are, listeners don't know this, but we're sitting opposite each other and we've each got a microphone. We can do whatever we want, really. And actually, for most of this interview, I've left your voice higher than mine, so listeners will have heard more of you than me for the last hour. Would you like to do this? Would this be the sort of job you fancy?
Yeah, I'd love a radio show. I'd love to harness sport and entertainment, or one or the other. And I'm a big fan of the sports coverage from Radio Sheffield.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it's first class, and I think I'm right in saying there's a lot of presenters that have gone on to the national networks as well.
And never see them now, of course. They're off. They've gone. That's it. If you were to write your life story, Roop, at this stage, what would you call it?
I think it'd probably be Let Me Entertain You. I think that would be quite appropriate. Don't Stop Me Now would be another one.
Well, I will stop you now, but thank you very much. It's been lovely talking, and the best luck, and happy anniversary as well for the 10 years.
Thank you, Ronnie.
It's Roop talking to us on BBC Radio Sheffield.